KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Last night in boys regional wrestling action, dual team wrestling regional play in Class 2A at Creston last evening, Atlantic defeated ADM 37-36 in semifinal round action, while Creston downed Clarinda 77-6. In the regional final match, it was Creston winning 60-16 over Atlantic as Creston advances to the 2A state championships. Creston will play a first round match at 9 o'clock as the 5th ranked Panthers at 15-1 will wrestle 4th ranked Charles City, who's 19-4 in the 2A first round of the state dual tournament. Also in 1A action last night at Guthrie Center, it was Riverside beating Guthrie Center 42-34 in the semis. Audubon down Panorama 51-24 in another semifinal match. In the championship match, it was Audubon defeating Riverside 53-24. The Wheelers win the regional title, and they get a chance to advance for the first time to the state meet. Also in 1A at Woodbury Central last night, it was Woodbury Central beating Westwood 52-24. Logan Magnolia beat East Mills 58-13, and in the championship match, Woodbury Central down Logan Magnolia 49-12. So the 7th-rated Audubon Wheelers will play an 11 o'clock match in the first round of the state dual tournament next Wednesday, February 13th. The Wheelers at ranked 7th at 25-2 will face 2nd-ranked Woodbury Central, who's 27-4 at the state meet. Yesterday, also, the Iowa Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association announced its latest dual team rankings for the season. In Class 1A, Al Burnett is rated number 1. Audubon is rated 8th in the final rankings of the year. Guthrie Center 12th and Tri-Center 16th. In Class 2A, West Delaware is top rated with Creston rated number 5. Also in Class 3A, Southeast Polk is number 1 ranked. Glenwood is rated 14th in the most recent poll. In high school boys basketball action last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, game heard here on KJAN. Atlantic raced out to an early lead, and they defeated Denison 67-44 last night. Trojans had 4 players in double figures in that contest. Chad Christensen was the leader. He had 19 points for Atlantic in that victory. Also, Creston beat Clarinda 61-40. Glenwood over Shenandoah 87-48. Harlan beat Lewis Central 62-31. Also in Rolling Hills Conference play, Adair Casey beat Peyton Sherdan 75-57. Grandview Park Baptist downing Glidden-Ralston 72-34. In games involving Western Iowa Conference teams, AHST beat Woodbine 60-51. Griswold down South Page 52-38. Missouri Valley over Westwood 62-41. Riverside beat East Mills 59-38. Also around the area in boys hoops, it was Arweva over Charter Oak Ute 63-61. Boystown beat St. Albert 74-37. Carroll over Dallas Center Grimes 59-48. Diagonal beat Essex 41-39. Earlham over Panorama 52-36. East Union beat Corning 64-42. Mount Air over Lennox 73-43. Nottoway Valley beat Bedford 67-30. And it was West Central Valley edging Coon Rapids Bayard 40-39. In girls basketball last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Denison over Atlantic 48-33, Creston beating Clarinda 45-42, Glenwood top Shenandoah 65-29. Also, it was Lewis Central in overtime beating Harlan 51-46. In non-conference play, Kemper Catholic beat Trainer 47-36 and Red Oak over Audubon 48-35. Also last night in Rolling Hills Conference girls action, it was Adair Casey over Peyton Sherdan 59-31, Grandview Park Baptist beating Glidden-Ralston 52-29. Missouri Valley in the Western Iowa Conference beat Westwood 48-27 in non-conference play. Also around the region last night in girls hoops, it was Arweva over Charter Oak Ute 71-49, Bedford beat Nottoway Valley 60-39, Coon Rapids Bayard a double overtime 49-41 winner over West Central Valley, Dallas Center Grimes topping Carroll 68-37, Mount Air beat Lennox 66-35. Omaha Gross Catholic beat Thomas Jefferson 56-20. It was Villisca over North Nottoway, Missouri 69-32. Woodward Granger beat Guthrie Center 48-24 in girls hoops last night. In men's college basketball last night, Anthony James had 14 points and 10 rebounds. Jake Cook added 11 points. And Northern Iowa held Missouri State to 27% shooting in a 48-37 victory. The Panthers shot just 40% as a team themselves, but it was enough to beat the cold-shooting Bears. Mark Sonnen, whose 48.3% three-point shooting percentage, ranked 3rd in Division I entering the game. He was just 1 of 6 from long range last night. Panthers win it, though, to improve to 13-11. They're 6-6 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Also last night in men's top 25 action, Tim Hardaway Jr. carried the Michigan Wolverines to victory in a matchup of top 10 teams. Hardaway keyed a second-half charge and made a huge block in the waning moments as the third-ranked Wolverines beat number 10 Ohio State 76-74. He finished with 23 points, including five straight three-pointers after the Buckeyes built a 48-40 lead. Ohio State still had a chance to tie the game until Hardaway blocked a shot by Aaron Kraft in the final seconds to secure Michigan's 21st win of the season. Deshaun Thomas had 17 for the Buckeyes. Second-ranked Florida entered Arkansas with a 10-game win streak and an 8-0 record in the SEC before unranked Arkansas hit 10 of its first 15 shots and coasted to an 80-69 win over the Gators. B.J. Young had 13 points for the Razorbacks, who led by as many as 23 in the first half, and they beat a top-10 team for the first time since the 08-09 season. The Razorbacks also put together a 16-3 run to put them up 67-40 in the second half. Also in top 25 play, Rion Brown tied a career high with 22 points, and 8th-ranked Miami improved to 9-0 in the ACC as they silenced Boston College 72-50. Rodney Magruder had 18 points and 9 rebounds to lead number 13 Kansas State over Texas Tech 68-59. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says that junior Roy Devin Marble will remain in the starting lineup tonight when the Hawkeyes visit Wisconsin. Marble is Iowa's leading scorer, but he's been struggling as of late and committed a key turnover late in Sunday's 62-59 loss at Minnesota.
I don't think taking him out of the starting lineup is the answer. He's one of our guys. He's one of our key guys. He's my leading scorer. He's versatile. He played a number of different positions. He's an experienced guy. I just think we have to help him through it.
Iowa's 3-6 in the Big Ten, but it could be a much different story for the Hawkeyes, who've lost several close games in league play.
It's been missed free throws and poor execution in all of those games. And what's odd about it is our execution prior to that has been pretty good. The free throw situation is frustrating, because when you play as well as we've played, to be in that position, you want to be able to close the game out and make your free throws. We just haven't done that.
McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes are making strides, though, on defense.
Defensively, we're playing about as well as we can play, and that, I think, is encouraging. We're also getting productivity from a lot of different people. Offensively, not where we need to beat the teams of caliber of the teams that we've been playing. And hopefully we'll continue to improve in that area.
Iowa's 14-8 overall on the season. You can catch that game tonight, Iowa at Wisconsin, live here on KJAN. Game starts at 8:05. We're on the air at 7 o'clock this evening with the pregame. In the NBA last night, Indiana beat Atlanta 114-103. The LA Lakers over Brooklyn 92-83. Houston outscored Golden State 140-109. Phoenix over Memphis 96-90. And Denver beat Milwaukee 112-104. In the National Hockey League, it was Los Angeles over Columbus 4-2. New Jersey beat the New York Rangers 3-1. Pittsburgh doubled up the New York Islanders 4-2. It was Toronto 3-2 over Washington. Ottawa beat Buffalo 4-3. Calgary over Detroit 4-1. Philadelphia edging Tampa Bay 2-1. Winnipeg in overtime, a 3-2 winner over Florida. Nashville outscored St. Louis 6-1, and it was Chicago beating San Jose 5-3. The Iowa Board of Regents is expected to discuss the results of an audit that examined employment practices at the University of Iowa Athletics Department. University President Sally Mason asked for the audit in November after the resignation of Associate Athletic Director Peter Gray, who was accused of sexually harassing athletes and students. Mason called Gray's case an avoidable incident and apologized to those affected. Gray's supervisor, Fred Mims, has been reassigned, and Mason promised other action to improve hiring and management and prevent harassment. The audit will be presented to the Regents today during their meeting in West Des Moines. A summary says its recommendations include improving the department's handling of employee performance reviews. Board President Craig Lang says the audit is a start and the Regents will request more information. Well, San Francisco 49ers coach Jim Harbaugh says he'll make it a priority to re-sign franchise safety Deshaun Goldson to a long-term contract this offseason. The 28-year-old Goldson has played on one-year contracts the past two seasons, including the 2012 franchise tag of $6.2 million, and made it clear that he's not for that again. He had 69 tackles, 3 interceptions, and a forced fumble this season as San Francisco returned to the Super Bowl for the first time in 18 years. The New York Giants have released linebacker Michael Boley after 4 seasons with the team. The 30-year-old appeared in all 16 games last year with 11 starts. He was 4th on the team in tackles with 84, including 61 solo. The Detroit Lions have released a pair of veteran starters, defensive end Kyle Vandenbosch and guard Steven Peterman. The 34-year-old Vandenbosch made 15.5 sacks in 43 games for Detroit, while Peterman started all 16 games last season. Chris Carpenter is unlikely to pitch for the St. Louis Cardinals this season, and his career might be over because of a nerve injury that kept him out of most of last year. General manager John Mozeliak said Tuesday that Carpenter has renewed numbness and some bruising in his right shoulder and hand. He'll get additional medical evaluation, but Mozeliak says Carpenter is unlikely to pitch again. Carpenter had surgery in July for the nerve injury and returned to pitch three games down the stretch and three in the postseason. Carpenter is 37 and is considered one of the best clutch pitchers in Cardinals history. He's 144-94 for his career, and he's 10-4 with a 3 earned run average in 18 postseason starts. Also in baseball news, Ryan Braun reportedly has been linked to the Florida Clinic under investigation by Major League Baseball for allegedly providing banned substances to players. Yahoo Sports is reporting that the name of the Milwaukee Brewers outfielder and 2011 National League MVP is listed in the records from Biogenesis of America. Yahoo says no specific performance-enhancing drugs were noted next to the references to Braun, who tested positive for elevated testosterone levels during the 2011 postseason. He drew a 50-game suspension from Major League Baseball that was later overturned on a technicality. Braun says his name was in those records because of a dispute over payment to Anthony Bosch, who ran the now-closed anti-aging clinic. In a statement to the Associated Press released by his representatives, Braun says he has had no other relationship with Bosch and has nothing to hide. The Miami New Times was the first to report the clinic had sold banned drugs to current Major League players. Major League Baseball officials have asked the newspaper for records obtained for the story, and New Times editor Chuck Strauss said Tuesday the paper had not yet decided how to respond. Strauss described the MLB move as a request only and noted that the league does not have a law enforcement agency's subpoena power. The newspaper reported last week that New York Yankees star and three-time American League MVP Alex Rodriguez was among several players who bought human growth hormone and other performance-enhancing substances from 2009 to 2012 from the now-closed Biogenesis of America LLC. MLB spokesman Pat Courtney says the league had no comment about the information request. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers will go to spring training expecting Nelson Cruz will be their right fielder. Cruz was among several players named in that New Times story last week. And America's top skier is done for the season after crashing during the opening event of the World Championships in Austria. Four-time overall World Cup champion Lindsey Vonn tore ligaments in her right knee and broke a bone in her right leg when she lost her balance while landing after a jump in the women's Super G. Vonn will head home for surgery next week in Colorado. U.S. ski team physician William Storette was with Vonn on the snow after the crash on Tuesday and then at a local hospital where she was airlifted. Storette tells the Associated Press that Vonn will be heading back to Colorado, where she'll have surgery early next week. He says Vonn has been released from the hospital and is in good spirits. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.